Grant Woods takes inspiration from lo-fi rock, Ethiopian jazz, and psychedelic folk sounds. Guitarist and vocalist Jeremy Earl, who recently became a father, says that his group's latest album was influenced by something else: lack of sleep.
I see old friends when I sleep. Where do you go? Where do you go when you dream?
That's Woods from their new album, Strange to Explain. And Jeremy Earl joins us from his home in Stone Ridge, New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How do you think those, what I'll refer to as restless nights, affect your creative process when you were writing this music?
I guess starting to write the record was an escape for me from my everyday reality and anxieties. And those first few months or first year of having a newborn, everything circling around sleep for both her and myself and my wife, I guess it just kind of put me in a dreamlike state, and that was my escape, was to start writing.
I want to ask you about the sounds on this album. Sometimes we hear frogs.
Well, the spring peepers, those are the frogs that you're hearing. That's in my area of Stone Ridge, New York. If you're out at night in the spring, you can't hear anything else. So during the writing of that particular song, Where Do You Go When You Dream, that's what I was hearing, that was on my mind, and it seeped in there.
I gather that in addition to obviously this new young life and your family, your band, Woods, went from being Brooklyn-based to a bi-coastal enterprise when Jarvis Tavernier, your bandmate, moved to California.
Yeah, exactly. This was our first record recording it that way. And, you know, while things didn't change that much, you know, we couldn't meet up spontaneously to rehearse or anything anymore. We just had to plan things out. Yeah, but now, you know, in the state that we are in now, we're starting to think about recording remotely and doing it over email.
Yeah. What are the special demands of that?
Well, you know, we've been working together for so long that it's easy for us both to work in our own spaces and kind of collaborate remotely, just from being used to the way each other work for so long.
It helps to have the good foundation of a working relationship, I gather.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we've known each other for probably 2 decades now.
I want to ask you about another track, if I could. And this one is called Can't Get Out. I suspect a lot of people might take that as a theme song now.
I know. So this one was kind of, it's about depression, and it's sort of my way of kind of helping cope with depression. And I tried to add a sort of like light, sunny vibe to the music to kind of help push it along, but it's a dark song for me.
Know about depression personally?
Yeah, it's something that I'm recently coming to terms with. A lot of it right now is just being positive and writing music, and just being with my family right now has been helping out a lot.
Yeah. Is this a particularly tough time given what's going on?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think, you know, everybody's feeling their own anxieties and whatnot a little bit heavier than normal right now, you know.
What do you hope for Woods in the days ahead?
Yeah, so the record just came out on Friday, and I'm really excited to finally share it into the world and see what people think of it. And, you know, in the future, we just hope to get back on the road. We had planned to be on tour this spring, summer, and fall, and that's all been canceled. So hopefully next year we'll be able to do it and play these songs live.
Jeremy Earl of the band Woods. Their new album is called Strange to Explain. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot for having me.